My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin asks his scammer Belinda to post on her Facebook page that she poses as a woman named Agnes, that it is fake. And we hear the fallout. And did Davin win the lottery? Listen and enjoy.
All right, we got two scammers I'm working with. We'll start with Belinda, who used to be Agnes till she came clean.
Yes, I'm very confused about the whole Belinda Agnes thing, but please.
Yes, this is my scammer that came clean and revealed to me right before she was about to get all that money I was going to send her. Under no pressure from me, she came clean.
All of a sudden, she decided to say, "Well, really, my name isn't Agnes; it's Belinda." And since you
which
asked
is a much
me,
hotter name,
Belinda.
Yeah.
Yes. Agnes is like your old auntie.
Agnes makes you think there's a huge mucous membrane down there with an odd odor that you want nothing to do with. So
gaping maw.
So I had convinced Belinda to post on the Agnes page an apology.
Yes, and letting everybody know on that page that she was a fake.
And the picture was not her.
And the picture wasn't her.
And when we last left off, we had heard the comments. There were several comments from people who were pissed off.
Yeah.
Including people that she had asked for money.
Men. She had asked for money.
Yes, men that she had asked for money. Because I do a service for the people. I save them.
You service
money.
The people?
I service the people. I most certainly do not. It's not a service-oriented show. All right. So that's where we left off. What would happen next? Now that this had been out there.
And the shit has hit the fan on her Facebook page.
Yes. Because now Joe kept on saying, well, if she puts it on there, then she's real. Then Joe would ask for the number of people in there. I'm like, it's over 100. It's like 180 friends she's got. Well, Joe kept on moving the goal line for her to be real. Joe still thinks it's another layer of the scam.
Well, I mean, I think he was trying to, I mean, yes, it was moving the goal line, but he was just trying to say, look, you know, he still was like, okay, maybe that wasn't quite right, but he's still feeling that she might be real.
Just to blow it away every time. He just doesn't want to give it up.
No. He's thinking that she's full of shit still.
Yeah.
This
is just the next layer of the scam.
I'm just not sure.
Okay. I'm not sure at all. You're leaning more towards real.
I'm leaning more towards she's real. She was scamming, but now the coming clean was really talking about her as a real person. And so now I'm still not sure what her game is.
Now remember, we have had a phone conversation with her, which was recorded, which was January 15th, if you want to go back in the archives. And in this conversation, you hear me talking to her. She woke me up at 4 a.m., stupid. Woke me up at 4 a.m., and you hear a dude feeding her every line.
And if it wasn't for that, I would feel, at this point, from the different things that she's let go of, like letting us see supposedly real pictures of her and real name, I would be like, oh, Christ, we are being horrible people, and we are scamming some poor woman who has been doing bad things, but she's sort of seen the error of her ways with him, and she's actually fallen in love with fake Davin. And
I think what we should all realize is fake Davin is very charming.
Oh, my God.
Fake me is very interesting.
Fake you, yes.
Fake me. Fake me is quite the catch. So we're going to pick up December 17th, 2012. Remember, Pip Helix has never heard any of this.
No.
She has no idea what's going on, and I could not tell her about it. It was driving me nuts. And she's my girl. She's my gossip girl.
I obviously have no idea what's going on. Trust us when you see the read for that one ad.
All right. So this is me at 6:23 a.m. local time in Aruba, writing to her.
Right. Because you were on vacation during this whole thing.
I work for you even when I'm on vacation,
people.
See,
he has to say what real Davin is doing, what fake Davin is doing.
Because it's so ridiculous what real Davin is actually doing while he's typing what fake Davin
is. Yeah, because fake Davin says, oh, you know, I have to go to a meeting about the porn that I'm working on. And meanwhile, real Davin is like, I gotta go pick up my kid at karate.
Pretty much.
That's a real.
I have to go to ShopRite. We need some bread and bottled water. Oh, I had a. They needed my help on the set. There was a question about the dialogue after the blowjob. They needed me to punch up the script.
Isn't there always?
There always is. I go. So you have shown me something, Belinda. Have a wonderful day. You have shown me something. Have a wonderful day, Belinda. I use her name.
Okay.
And then she starts taking down the comments. on the Agnes page, what the people are writing.
She starts getting rid of the evidence. The people are pissed off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I go, Belinda, do not take down the comments. No. Let them get their anger out and let other people see. Now you are doing something positive. I will help steady you when your knees are weak. I, too, have seen the comments and see painful things. It is okay. It is as I suspected. It is okay. We will talk about it, but let them release their anger. You do not have to respond. There were a lot of hurt men, a lot of people who fell for the myth. It is a step towards a better tomorrow. I'm proud of you, babe.
Wow.
I'm the wind beneath her wings.
Oh, God.
Fake me is very elegant.
Eloquent.
Real me can't speak.
It's not elegant at all.
No.
That's really interesting because you're saying, okay, I like what you're doing, that you put that up, but now don't mess it up take down the comments. Like, I'm catching you, bitch. I am watching you.
Because the whole goal in this shit is, besides to create stuff for you guys, is... See, I'm trying to do some good with this. I'm trying to expose these people. I'm trying to help some people. And that's why I posted on Facebook in December. I go, finally, this is doing something good. Because there was that guy who said, you asked me for money.
Yes.
So I'm like, we're doing something good with this.
Because if he was on the fence thinking, well, maybe she is real, because this particular scammer, I mean, because Davin has worked with another one, Flory, who is really stupid.
Don't forget Fake Gypsy.
Fake Gypsy
with David Calderson, who had dimes. I need dimes and nickels for the money. Remember the lottery thing?
No.
The lottery where I won this lottery, but I had to send some money.
Oh, that's oh God, right.
I got millions of shit going on. You people don't even know about it.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. But Flory was completely stupid. Really doesn't
and
speak English well. And she's back because she forgot that she had scammed him before, and she came back playing all stupid. Oh, hi. I'm a new person to you. And he's
gunshots are only superficial.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.